Today is April 12th, the rundown. Thank you for the Savannah Bananas for sending me this t-shirt. Huge fan of the Banana Land saying, I love the t-shirt. Minor league affiliate, Savannah Bananas. Into the rundown today, let's start with J.J. Watt out on a date with Kate Hudson. Big Cat, I saw you and Watt have this thing. They're doing the stars. These Instagram filters, by the way, Snapchat filters, I fucking hate. I hate those. I think that could bring down the company. And they're sitting around who gets stars on you. I don't do that. I don't believe in that. That's a different rant. What do you got on your boy, J.J. Watt? I have a huge issue with something you said in your blog, but go ahead.
I know what it is. But the Snapchat thing is kind of weird for like a 36-year-old woman and a 27-year-old dude to be Snapchatting themselves at dinner on a date. But I'm happy for J.J. Watt. We've said this all along. If he could just act normal for a minute, it would go a long way. I think what you're upset about is the Kate Hudson dig. I didn't dig. Kate Hudson's obviously very, very attractive, been in some really good movies. I feel like she isn't that relevant anymore. She's kind of a safe choice for JJ when it comes to like finding a celebrity, you know, girlfriend. She's very vanilla.
Yeah, it's not so much a dig. I think she's very J.J. Watt. Didn't she date A-Rod? She's like Cameron Diaz. They're girls who are beyond their prime, and the only people who will date them are like celebs who are off. Like J.J. Watt,
yes,
is off. A-Rod is off. They're not Derek Jeter dating like top of the line in
correct
their prime, 98 on the black fastball that only I can take the other way, like 480.
And that was kind of my – maybe I didn't put my point out there very well. I'm a little hungover. I'll admit that right now. That's on me. I'll put my hand up for that one, Dave.
By the way, right now, what did we bet? $1,000 Red Sox versus Cubs?
We did.
I'll give you $300 and cancel that bet.
Yeah. I'll let you out of the bet for $800.
That's just simple math. You can't. That's like I never take insurance at the casino. To save $200, I can't do it.
We can revisit. Either way, my point that I was trying to get across, I probably didn't get across very well, is that J.J. Watt is dating Kate Hudson specifically, like you said. She's the safe, you know, like who has an opinion on Kate Hudson? If he was dating like a Derek Jeter, like Hall of Fame smoke, all his J.J. Watt fanboys and people in Texas would be like, oh, this is a little too sexy. This is a little too edgy. Kate Hudson is perfect. She's right down the middle. It's vanilla ice cream. They're perfect for each other.
Yeah, I guess KFC go. I don't think she's vanilla. I think she's crazy, and she's like a reverse guy.
Got it.
Yeah, I think she's almost like a Jersey chaser. She dated A-Rod. She dated Lance Armstrong. I think she was fucking around with a golfer for a while. So I almost feel like it's maybe like a PR move on athletes' parts. Like, I don't know, you date a girl like Kate Hudson to just put out there, like, I've dated someone before. I don't know. I feel like J.J. Watt said he was taking some heat because he hasn't dated anyone before. So maybe this is his way of just putting it out there, like, all right, me and Kate Hudson are dating. It's not like a very – she's hot for her age, but it's not like, oh, shit, defensive player of the year has the hottest girlfriend in the world. So I think this is almost just like a PR move of some sort. I don't get it, but that's the only thing that would make sense to me.
I may not call back Kate Hudson if she asks me on a date. Like J.J. Watt, certainly. That's why it's weird. It's like why are you dating Kate Hudson? Should be.
But that's my point. Is she's not? She's if J.J. Watt, like Lindsay Pielis, wanted to go on a date with J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt would never go on a date with her because then the moms of America and the Boys and Girls Club would be like, J.J. Watt's dating this chick with like these huge tits and it's too risque. Kate Hudson is safe.
I don't think she's – I guess just there's a difference in what we're using safe. I think there's a lot of like mid-20 hot girls who aren't Lindsay aren't Instagram chicks. They're Hollywood stars like that are much more, ooh, I'd love to date that chick. I'd love to date this chick. Kate Hudson's weird. She like missed the boat.
Storm. It's a perfect storm as well because those – the women you just described – probably are like, J.J. Watt's a weirdo. I don't want to date this guy. Like, I don't want to be around him. So it's like the perfect storm on both fronts where Kate Hudson's safe for J.J. Watt. And for Kate Hudson, she's getting attention and she's getting to be with J.J. Watt.
She's also very physically fit and has like her own workout clothing line and shit. So I could see them like clicking on that front that they work out together.
I don't think it's like, all right, maybe it's vanilla ice cream, but it's like that went bad. Like you take a sip, you're like, ooh, this has like some sort of funk to it. It's
a little not, freezer burn.
Yeah, something's not right. By the way, this is nothing from I. This is a side note that I just want to get out there. I almost blogged it. I just want to say it. You don't have to say anything. I love the new Star Wars movie. I'm not a Star Wars guy. I loved the new Star Wars. I've seen it like four times. That girl, Daisley Ridley, has the prettiest face in the world. That's all. I just wanted to say that and get that out there.
That had nothing to do with anything?
No. Did it?
No, I was trying to follow you, but I
it literally had nothing. It's just like my brain wanted to let people know that I, on the record, she is the prettiest face in the world. This dude, so this guy got $2,500 college aid, financial aid from his college, decided to make this big video that he's taking the check, and instead of buying textbooks like a good little doobie, he's taking his girl to Thailand, and they make this video, and it's all mushy mush. K. Marco had the point. Are you a hater if you hate this guy, or should you tip your cap? You're like, you know what? That's a nice romantic story, and we're just being too cynical because really we're in the business of cynicism. Okay, speaking of Dr. Cynicism, KFC, what do you got? Let me guess what you got on Thailand guy.
I don't hate this guy. I hate him making the video. I have no problem with you taking your money, your textbook money, and spending it on fun. Everybody's done that. I understand the whole idea of like financial aid and you're taking it from someone else and that money's coming from somewhere and you know you're gonna be a millennial crying about your student loan in a few years. You're an asshole for all that, but tons of people do this. Tons of people spend money on other fun shit instead of books and school and all that nonsense. Just don't make a video thrown in everyone's face. Just take your girl, have a good time. She's a smoke, you bang her all over Thailand, and that's on your college's dime. Good for you. You beat the system, but don't, you know, you ratted yourself out. Now it's a big to-do. Just do it on the low.
Big cap.
My only problem is, isn't Thailand like the spot you go to fuck a bunch of prostitutes and do a bunch of drugs?
Yeah, taking your girl there. Like, sand to the beach, man.
Yeah, take her to, like, I don't know, England or Germany and, like, go, you know, where the people got fucked up teeth or you don't want to fuck a Nazi. So you drink a little beer, you have a good European vacation. You don't go to Thailand. That Thailand's a place you go to get wild. You don't bring your girlfriend there.
Or just go to Thailand by yourself. Don't take your $2,500 and go. I mean, the only thing I'll say, I've never been to Thailand. And granted, I'm a different age bracket, much more successful than this kid. But $2,500, what? Does that even get you, like, what?
Hostels. They're probably staying in hostels.
If you stay in a hostel, I don't ever want you within, like, 100 yards of me.
Wait, can I just point out, since we are in the business of cynicism, I want to give a shout-out to KFC for hating Steph Curry's the dribbling thing he does before the games. That's, like, peak KFC. Like, who hates that? And Kevin just came from the clouds on Sunday and was like, Steph Curry, now it's time for him to go dribble a basketball around the court.
That's bullshit because that is J.J. Watt. That's exactly what J.J. Watt
does. I don't know. It's pretty fucking cool. Like, every time he does it, I don't know if you ever tried to dribble two basketballs at once. It's fucking hard. And
know,
he's like,
making
it look so easy.
He's doing it on purpose. Steph Curry, everyone loves him. I love him too. But he gets like a free pass on a lot of shit that he does that if J.J. Watt was doing it, you'd be blogging about it every single day.
I don't know what it is. It's a good discussion to have. I don't know why Steph Curry would get a pass for that stuff, but it doesn't feel as forced when he does it.
Hasn't he been doing it like long before he was under the spotlight of like J.J. Watt? As J.J. Watt elevated his career, there was no early J.J. Watt being J.J. Watt stuff, was there? And by the way,
like every single game he dribbles the two basketball and he takes shots from the tunnel. And it's cool, also, just like you're doing that on purpose.
There's also an element of just it's cool to be that good at basketball.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like J.J. Watt, like sacking a quarterback can only be so cool. Hitting half-court shots will never stop being cool.
And again, I don't want to hijack this, but I'm not good at basketball. It's my worst sport that I play, but I can dribble two basketballs with no problem. So I don't know if that is suddenly...
Film the video. Do what Steph Curry does. Let's see it.
I'm not saying I could dribble it as good as him, but I can...
Dude, this was coming off the heels of saying you could have hit that shot at the Masters. Now you can dribble a basketball.
1,000% could hit that shot at the Masters. 9 out of 10 times I said I don't end up in the water. That's why I said I'll go do. You want to fly me to Augusta and put me with that guy? There's no way I can, what? Dribble two basketballs?
No way you can dribble two basketballs together in rhythm.
through your legs.
5 seconds.
No, I never said through my legs. I just said dribble two basketballs.
At once in rhythm. So I'm not like this. Like,
yes.
Like
you're gonna, I'll do that.
One's going to be like this and one's going
to. Okay, I'll do that today. I'll let my actions speak louder than words. And you know what? I'm going to reverse subjects here because that's what I do. So we're going to go to Braun next because he's done two things. First, he did his patented day off, but I'm at the gym. There are no days off. Ha, ha, ha. What's days off? And he's rapping into the camera.
Hey. I started hooping for that Nike check. Playing tennis for that Rolex.
All in the middle, by the way, of Zero Dark 3023, which, by the way, I wrote this in my blog yesterday when he creeped on that girl, Rachel Bush, and he slid into her DMs, and then we confirmed it. Great journalism by us, being like, did he slide into your DMs? She said yes, and then got mad at us for confirming it. Listen, Rachel
Hank's
Bush.
Hank's girl, by the way.
That girl is a pawn.
Hank's girl.
What do you mean, Hank's girl?
Hank had his eyes on this girl like 4 months ago, and he said to me, he's like, I gotta somehow get to her because she's about to blow up.
Hank?
Well, it's too late, Hank.
He did call it.
Are you there, Hank? Do you even pay attention when we're doing these things?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the input. Thanks for the hot take, Hank.
We booked a trip to Miami to go do a video with her, and the weather canceled it. And then 2 weeks later, she's like the most famous girl in the world.
Hank said it to me. He's like, we booked this trip to go do something with her. My only chance is right now before she becomes huge. And then the next second, she's getting creeped on by LeBron. So, Hank, credit to you for calling that one out.
By the way.
Could have been me.
Yeah, right.
You. I don't know about that, but it could.
Hank.
Huge asshole move by LeBron in all seriousness, because the only reason he found out about her is because she was in Cleveland. She dates Poyer or something, the safety of the Browns. So he saw all the news in the Cleveland newspapers, and then he's like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm LeBron. And the other point, which I'll let you guys discuss, I didn't even realize this. I hate LeBron so much. The Zero Dark 3023, in my head, that was Zero Dark 23. I did not know he was saying Zero Dark 3023. That is the most ridiculous, like, thing.
I just automatically assumed you were screwing it up because that's what you do. It's actually Zero Dark 3023.
Yes.
Oh, that is terrible. I always thought it was Zero Dark 23 also.
Oh, I realized that yesterday. It's Zero Dark 3023.
Yeah, that sounds so stupid. I assumed it was a Portnoy screw up.
No.
Crazy. That's nuts.
It literally may be the most insane thing he's ever done to keep the Zero Dark 3023. Big Cat doesn't believe it. I can see you looking to.
I'm looking for it because I don't. Because, I mean, you do screw.
No, it's in my blog yesterday. It's in. I copied a tweet from him yesterday saying so if you look at the creep blog, the first one yesterday, it's in there. I have a screenshot for him. I looked at it 10 times. I'm like, he what is going on with this? Because I had to go back and change it. And I had it as Zero Dark 23 in the blog. And I looked at it. I'm like, this guy is calling it Zero Dark 3023. I had to go back and change it all just to make sure people knew. Are you
classic LeBron?
He must have screwed up once.
Being an idiot.
That was a screw up on his part one time. It's not Zero Dark 3023.
I'm telling you, that's what he calls it.
My question with LeBron is, well, there's two things. The first is the, like, creeping on a chick because she's dating a no-name Browns player. I think that stands. I know you're upset about that, Dave, but, like, you would do shit like that to us.
Oh, yo, you would say this is prima nocta. I get rights.
You're playing in the minor leagues. Welcome to the big leagues. Yeah, no doubt. I just hate LeBron. And
all right, but so you admit that you would do the exact same thing. And the actual, like, I'm not LeBron saying that he gets first right to, like, the hottest chicks in Cleveland, that's what happens when you're LeBron.
My problem, which I wrote in the blog, was that the Zero Dark 3023, and then he's creeping all over making these videos.
Well, we already know. Last year he did the perfect booties. Yeah.
Right. So that's the stuff that gets
my problem is that this chick blowing up that spot rather than trying to do something with LeBron seems like a wasted opportunity to me. You're going to mess around with some no-name on the Browns when you could be, like, I don't know. I'd rather be LeBron's side piece than fucking dating some nobody.
She's acting. She's not the brightest bulb. What she keeps doing is tweeting it out and then deleting it. Maybe she is bright. Like, she's like, oh, I want people to know, but not know. She's got mad at us. It's like, we only found out because you're fucking tweeting it, honey.
Okay, I see the tweet now. That is the dumbest tweet of all time. He definitely fucked up, but Zero Dark 3023 is the dumbest thing. That's so LeBron. Dave, my last question, though. Do you, like, where are we at with the LeBron? I know you hate him, but do you realize that you are him? Like, are you making fun of yourself when LeBron does a video of himself saying he's striving for greatness and working so hard, are you self-aware and realizing that's what you do all the time? Or, like, where are we at here?
This is an attempt at self-awareness, even though we know you believe your own LeBron
shtick.
Yeah,
we're peeling away El Prez and seeing if Dave is still in there. Like, is he there? Where are we?
But it's like you peel this El Prez and there's just another El Prez underneath
it. It's just El Prez. He takes the El Prez mask off and it's El Prez and it just keeps fucking going. And then at the bottom is LeBron. It's like the Russian dolls.
Yeah, like, this, and he's going to do this thing like, what do you mean? I'm not like LeBron. What do you mean? It's like, we know that you know you act like LeBron, so now you're trying to be funny, and your new shtick is self-awareness, even though you absolutely believe all of your videos about striving for greatness.
And the best part is you think you've got, like, the world in your back pocket, but you're just too dumb to realize that you've been doing LeBron subconsciously, and now that he does it, now you're like, oh, look, I'm making fun of myself.
Here, you know, a lot of times when we do these rundowns, people are like, we don't like everyone fighting and arguing. And I say, I'm always provoked and attacked. And this is a perfect example. I'm going to rise above the fray and I'm not going to partake. I'm not going to sling in the mud and crawl with the snakes and the vermin. I won't do it. I don't know how we got here. I don't know how this rundown turned into an indictment on me. All I do is lay it out on the line every fucking day for you guys. I'm doing meetings. I'm blogging. I'm writing. I'm fucking trying to make multi-million-dollar deals. I'm trying to put fucking food on your table. I'm trying to put fucking that Shay through fucking college and shit. And this is the thanks I get.
Zero Dark 30 Portnoy LeBron activated.
You know what? No, we should call – what are you – are you – you're not 40. It's Zero Dark 30. Zero Dark 39 is the new Portnoy shtick.
My guys, you know what? I don't have to prove anything to my guys. The GoPres Go guys know exactly what it's all about. They know what's making this rundown tick. So, hey, if you guys want this is a king of the mountain game. You're always going to have the people trying to climb that mountain up, grab at your ankles. The facts are, I've been on top of the heap for like 12 years now, and you're going to create some enemies who don't like the way you go about it, and it's unfortunate that you two are amongst the many. So it is what it is. I don't know how we got this, but I'd like to talk about the foul ball guy who caught five foul balls. Can we move on to that? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's not turn this into a thing about me, because I've never caught a foul ball.
I haven't either. Oh, actually, no, I haven't.
Okay, so let's talk about five foul ball guy and keep on subject. I'm going to keep this thing going. Not my fault. I barely slept last night. That was the truth.
Here we go. Problem is, people actually believe you. Like, that you're like, well, I don't want to make it about myself.
I don't.
You love it.
How could anybody who just watched this be like, Prez won to make this about themselves? You pushed a tiger, a crouching tiger, the king of the jungle.
We're talking about Steph Curry.
Into a cage. You backed him in and you were poking him with sticks. And they're like, what is this beast? What is this monster going to do? He's going to scratch your eyes out. And then he's going to spit them back in your face. He's going to run wild. He's going to eat everybody in the jungle.
All right. Foul ball guy. Look, can I move on? I'll move on first.
He's not foul ball guy. We need a new name for him because
this guy, I mean, I'm team Zach Hample through and through, but this is problematic. This guy's out here getting five foul balls in what, five innings? That's something else. So, and you could tell it kind of shook our foul ball guy because he tweeted about it and he was like, I got one, I'm four away. So I don't really know. He's got to start cloning more guys. I don't know what he's going to do.
KFC?
This is Zach Hample, foul ball guy, is like Ronda Rousey. He was like the first of his kind and the only competition. And now there's some ball hawks coming up that might be better than him. We need some sort of like head to head. We need to like what Dan, what you did, like go to the ballpark with him. There's only one way to settle this. So I still have allegiance to Zach Hample, the OG, but he's got to come out swinging. He needs to go get like 12 tomorrow to like reclaim the Iron Throne of foul balls.
Quick question. Foul ball guy, and here's my problem with this guy. Don't do all the shit and then just give your foul balls away. That bothered me. Foul ball guy.
No, I think that's a very strategic move on his part.
Yes.
I think it's like, I'm going to give him away because foul ball guy is kind of a loser about it. Yes. And does.
You're a way bigger loser if you give him away. You're a way bigger loser. Like, what are you even doing it for?
Especially when you catch five in five innings, you keep those five and you put them in, like, that's unbelievable.
Cooperstown.
And by the way, getting a foul ball guy, getting a foul ball at a game from like someone who gives you a foul ball does not count. What the foul ball you got to get from a player, or you got to get it off the bat, not some fucking idiot. I hate this guy. I hate this guy. Last one, Andy Dalton made like an Instagram video of him. He's got some contraption that's shooting. He hits a three, goes in, and it shoots the passes the ball back to him. Started out for me the most boring video I've ever seen. By the end of it, I was mesmerized. I don't know if it was on loop. I feel like I watched it for 10 minutes. And not, it was just the same exact thing. Like, did I get to the end of that video, or does it just go on forever? Was there an ending, or is it just a loop of threes forever?
He's still there.
He's still hitting. He's hit like 10,000 in a row.
That is what made that video. It's like at some point, you don't even know what's happening. It's like, what am I watching? Why am I watching this? But you can't turn away because you're waiting for the end, and the end never came. It was just shot after shot after shot after shot. He's your boy, the Red Rifle, Big Cat. You, everybody's your boy. That's your thing. Everybody's your boy. You have like 8,000 boys. You're a Villanova alum. You're a boy of you're the Red Rifle. You're fucking a Cubs.
You don't take shots. You don't take shots.
Well, yeah, that's because you got my dander up.
Sorry, I got your dander up, Dave. We'll just go back to Zero Dark 39. Andy Dalton. It's classic Andy Dalton doing this with no one in the gym.
Zero Dark 30 39.
It's Zero Dark 30 39. Yeah. Sorry. him doing this with no one in the gym is classic Dalton. Love it. Like if you put a broomstick in front of him, if you put like a little kid, just maybe even standing in the paint, he starts bricking every single one of these.
Having that giant rebounding contraption is ridiculous. Like think about what you have to do to like set that up. You got to like wheel this thing over and like plug it in, set it up just right. There's got to be someone who can just feed you fucking rebounds, dude. You don't need the rebounding machine, Andy.
That's the rundown. We got anything else?
You forgot time travel.
Oh, shit. Everything got out of order. Yeah. So time travel, because when I moved it, I still don't have the right chalkboard to look. And we forgot a commercial today, frankly. Yeah. Can we do a commercial? No, we'll just go straight.
Yeah, let's do a commercial.
All right, commercial. We're back, and now we're going to talk. So a mummy, like from 1500 BC or 1500 years ago, whatever it is, I forget the exact terminology. It was a time when mummies lived. So a mummy was found, dug up, and he's wearing Adidas shoes. So now the question is this proof that time travel exists? So what are your thoughts on time travel? Some people are saying they weren't Adidas's. They were just a type of, I guess, ancestry or a caste system in mummy times. Nobody's debating that the shoes are real. So either he's wearing Adidas and time travel exists, or it's just a happy coincidence. KFC, where do you stand on time travel?
I mean, where do I stand? Obviously, time travel's real. I don't believe that these are Adidas shoes. I believe they kind of look a little advanced for a mummy. They look like sneakers, kind of. But any sort of mummy, any sort of Egyptian, anything, I believe is alien or time travel related. I think those two kind of go hand in hand. Way too advanced for their time. Way too advanced. The shit that they could do, the sneakers they're wearing, I mean, that shit wasn't around for thousands of years later. So I obviously believe in time travel and think the Egyptians were part of it. I just don't think these are specifically Adidas or the proof that we need for time travel to be real.
The cat.
Everyone knows time travel's real because we had that picture of Nick Cage fighting in the Civil War a couple of years ago.
I mean, and the one even further than that. Like, he's like a vampire from back in the day, too.
Nick Cage is a preeminent time traveler. So it doesn't surprise me that we've found some other, artifacts where time travel is being proven correct. It's just a matter of time before someone actually figures out where this portal is, as far as I'm concerned.
It's somewhere in Egypt.
It probably is somewhere in Egypt. Because I know Nick Cage gets, he's got that pyramid tomb that he's going to get buried in when he dies and just keep time traveling. So he's, there you go. It's
dies.
Right, right.
People who want to say I'm a contrarian, I was firmly against time. I never believed in time travel. I was not a time travel guy. The Nick Cage thing, I've changed my mind on the fly. He 1,000% time travels.
You can't look at the facts that are presented in front of you, the Nick Cage picture of him in the Civil War, and not say Nick Cage is a time traveler. Now, this might mean that, like, not anyone can time travel. Let's not go, like, we can't time travel. But Nick Cage time travels, therefore time traveling exists.
You may not be able to draw a straight line to him in the Civil War, to him in, like, Con Air, to him in The Rock, to him putting that, who did he put in the headlock the other day?
Which, by the way,
but
that sucked that that happened on a Friday afternoon, because that would have been an all-time, like, that was maybe one of my favorite videos on the internet.
That is, again, not a straight line necessarily, something to do with time travel. Like, the way he was like, give me my range, that there's something that you just can't put your finger on. It's like, yeah, that's a guy who's time traveled. Like, and I'm not even joking or trying. That, if you looked at that, the way he handled that situation and put that fire out is only a guy who's lived in 1,000 centuries.
A million billion times he's been in that exact fight in different eras. Like, the I'm going to fight you, then whoa, are we kissing move? Like, that's a Nick Cage move that he learned from, you know, the 16th century, from Jesus's time, from the dinosaurs' time. That's something you don't just, like, have. You pick it up through years.
And the give me my range developed from a point where that made, like, perfect sense. And he just, it's his tagline through the centuries. So, again, I've never believed, I'm 39, I've never believed in time travel, but the Nick Cage thing is persuasive. That's it. That's a rundown. Anything else? We good?
What are the exact stakes for the basketball bet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just got to do Steph Curry's. You said you could do Steph Curry's.
I didn't say Steph Curry. I said I could dribble two basketballs at once. That's all I said.
And I believe Dan said in unison for 5 seconds.
Okay, fine. Done. I'm going to go out and do it right now.
You got 5 Mississippi.
5 seconds is very easy. But, okay.
Oh, now all of a sudden, all right, then. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it then.
No, that's my own fault. That's my own fault. That's on me. I set the bar too, but
So that's all I was saying. 5 seconds dribbling two basketballs, easy. That was all I said, and then it turned into fucking, another shootout in a back alley.
How is New York dealing? Or how are you dealing with New York? I feel like you've been on edge. What's going on?
I mean, the weather hasn't been great. It just turned okay. It's all right. Whatever. I'm inside. It's no different. I'm inside working my ass off. I have a lot of meetings at this coffee shop that I'm debating whether it's going to... I gave Cold Brick Coffee, the opportunity to be my coffee place of choice. I'm beginning to get frustrated with their lack of competence, and I may search for another one. That's a major New York concern for mine now. Also, I've told you the delivery thing is full of garbage. Couldn't order Chinese food. Could not order Chinese food.
That is legit the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Especially if there's one food to get delivered. I mean, they jam the menus under your fucking door. They're all over Seamless. Kevin, you know how Seamless works, right?
Kevin.
Yeah, I know. I have Seamless, Postmates, DoorDash. I have them all, buddy. Caviar, you name it, I have it. Kevin, I don't eat cheap, dirty Chinese food that's so fucking greasy that you want to puke. And that's all those places that shut. No place worth their time of day shoves their menu under the door. Every place that's good and doesn't make you feel like an asshole after you eat it, I couldn't get it from. And anybody who's like, oh, president, that knows what I just said is the truest motherfucking thing I've ever said. Cheap Chinese, the difference between cheap, gross Chinese and those people are shoving the menus under the door. I don't want that. That's for when Hank moves here, not me.
I thought New York, like, the cheap Chinese was still good because it's real Chinese people.
Wrong. Wrong.
I think you're just duped by the fact that you think there's like quality gourmet Chinese.
Yeah.
Of course there is.
You want to go to like, you want to go.
Golden Temple is like gourmet healthy Chinese to a degree.
You want like very American Chinese.
Not even. I just don't want to be like so greasy and MSG
that it's like I literally feel gross after eating it for 2 days.
You're such a chick.
You're a chick.
He's just going to eat you up, man.
You're a chick. This city stinks, man.
Yo, that is the absolute tell that Portnoy has. When he just repeats back to you what you just said, it's when you know you fucking rattled him. It's like,
you're gay. No, you're a chick.
I'm going to say this. And I'm going to leave it at this. I had an idea that I was going to do, and I may take it back because I'm mad. And that was when the office opened, I was going to do Bagel Mondays and bring in bagels for the office and do a different bagel review of every bagel place in New York and let the office just have bagels on top of bagels. I may not do it now just to spite you.
I would never eat your bagel. You get me a free bagel, I'll spit on it and throw it in the trash.
Also, what time?
That's the biggest lie ever. When I start getting Essa bagels and fucking Murray bagel and all the, but you're not gonna eat it, you fat lazy slob. I can't wait. I'm gonna put a GoPro. I'm gonna fucking pay somebody to get a GoPro and watch you when you're on that fucking ferry, just fucking struggling to get to the office. I can't wait. Someone said that the other day. As bad as this is, the fact that you can't sit on that fat couch of yours with your fat family, that's the best.
You're also under the impression that I'm going to be in the office all the time.
Yeah, you are. Like, yeah, you are.
15 hours a week.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you
I was going to say, what time do you expect us to be in the office? Because I don't think I'm going to be there for bagel time.
I'll be 11 to 3.
Oh, another, you don't want bagels either, fat boy?
Oh, geez, he's upset.
got him. Fat boy nailed it.
All because Dave.
You
complaining about the grease in Chinese food is a chick move.
It's not a chick move.
It's the bougiest chick move ever.
It isn't. Gross Chinese food is the worst. Have some fucking class.
I just want my sushi rolls.
Yeah. It's not sushi rolls, dude. The difference between fucking greasy, gross lo mein and good lo mein is the biggest difference in the world. Maybe both of you guys want to be a combined fucking 1,000 bills if you
knew fuck that. Your bagels.
I'm not eating your bagels now that you called me fat boy. Fuck that. I'm not eating any of your bagels.
Okay, good.
I'm on it.
I almost didn't do it because I thought it was mean to carb load you like that. That's like fucking taking like cattle and like before you can fucking murder it. So I almost didn't do it out of fucking sympathy to be nice.
Cattle.
I almost didn't feed you because you're too fucking fat. I appreciate that. Hey, honestly, that was nice of you.
I try to be, and I don't get the fucking credit I deserve.
Fuck that. If you think I want your pity bagels, could you imagine the fucking parade Portnoy would throw for himself every day?
Oh my God.
Every Monday for everyone.
Those bagels, I brought you.
We'll see what happens on Bagel Monday, all right? We'll see what happens on Bagel Monday. All right?
I scratch and claw. I give bagels to this office. All of you are eating my bagels.
We'll
you wouldn't have a bagel if it wasn't for me.
We'll see what happens on Bagel
Monday. You know what? A bagel is not worth our dignity, Dave.
By the way, this shirt's fucking awesome. So buy it.
You jerk.
You asshole.
I tell you what's going to happen, too, is Hank is going to be like a scab. He's going to eat the bagels. We're all going to be united. Don't eat the bagels. And some of these little rats are going to start eating bagels.
Dude, Hank's going to be taking a freezer.
I'm not above free food.
Yeah,
I'm just going to put that out there.
I will get you your bagel, Hank. You don't eat my bagel. You eat the KFC bagel.
Okay. Hank, if you never, ever eat one of Dave's bagels, Kevin and I will buy you a bagel at any time you want.
Put that in writing.
You can't eat a single one of Dave's fucking stupid-ass bagels.
Deal.